The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, or Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
Today, Sylvie.
Go ahead.
Oh, I forgot how we started, Yurk. Honestly. What the fuck is up? We are back. Finally. It's Crosstalk Unhinged. What's up, boys?
Oh, you know.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. What do you mean, Merry Christmas?
It's like Christmas morning to start of the fucking football season.
It is. It is.
I'm excited. I don't know about you guys, but fuck yeah.
Is this your big NFL prediction show today as well?
Yeah, I haven't even thought about
it. Yeah, we're doing it. Great. We are doing predictions. I had a bunch of questions for you.
I'm a fucking genius.
Can I ask them to you?
I'm a football fucking savant.
We'll see how this goes.
Prepared? Yeah. I've been thinking about this shit for fucking 2 months now.
We'll see how it goes. Yeah, we're going to do some predictions.
Off and running.
Yeah, we're off and running. We're going to do some predictions. We're going to see. I think I already know Yurko's Super Bowl.
Well, you know.
You kind of hinted at it.
I've seen a lot of Packers. Yeah. Seen a lot of Packers. For me.
It's so hard. You know, like, I don't know. We don't want to do sports because it's unhinged. But, like, it really is. It's a tough exercise. You know, and, like, you think one thing and then, you're like, well, that can't happen. And you talk yourself out of it. And then
somebody blows out a knee.
It's so fucking well. Forget it. I mean, that you're right. I mean, not even to mention what could happen with one injury at a key position. So it's fucking hard.
It's crazy.
It is, but it's fun. I'm glad it's football's nuts. Back.
Yeah,
I think people are more interested in hearing about Johnny's trip to Spain than they are about our football predictions.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Well, let me tell you about my trip to Spain. Blue Chew, the arsenal that I had when I went out there, was ever present. Yeah. Because let me tell you,
how many Blue Chew did you bring?
I had 6 Blue Chews. I used 3 of them because they last probably for about 36 hours.
All right.
So if you're going to have multiple sessions and or going to the next day, you were still going to be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll be able to answer the call,
right,
if you will, when pressed upon, you know.
Right.
Does it leave you with a boner when you don't want a boner when you're out eating?
No. But if you call upon it again for servicing, it's there for you, man.
Are you thinking, like, if you're sitting at dinner and it's not time, and you start to, like...
No. You are looking for double sessions,
you know,
say you had a session in the mid-morning and then you're looking for a siesta session, it's there for you perfectly, man.
Okay.
So, but it, like, to Waddle's point, it's not just...
It's not
like when you were a kid when the wind blows and you get a boner.
My dick's not hard all the fucking time just because I took a Blue Chew.
You don't have to start thinking about baseball.
Okay. When required.
He never thinks about baseball.
Well, that's a good point.
Why would I think about baseball?
Good point.
Most exciting thing in the most unexciting thing in baseball happened yesterday. A combined no-hitter.
I know.
Only matters when one pitcher gets fucking no-hitter. The rest of this, it's a team no-hitter.
That's bullshit. Not
a fucking no-hitter.
It's one of the stupidest things in all of sports. He
fucking left after 95 pitches because he's got a fucking rag arm.
I was always told it was not a no-hitter if it's a combined no-hitter.
Well, it technically goes in the books, but that's just like for the record book. That's not something that needs to be celebrated,
a combined no-hitter. That's a game the other team had 0 hits. That's it.
I kind of agree. Like, it's not anything that needs to be celebrated.
How about this?
Baseball thought for the next 4 months. Let's move on.
Yeah, so it's – but so you're saying, it's not like when you're – 25 and the wind blows and you just get a hard on.
It's exactly what it's there for.
When you get excited.
When I know that there's a possibility of having some relations.
Yeah.
That I take it and
it's
You
choose it and doze it.
I know it's going to happen, so I take it at a time of privacy.
No, right.
That
right.
way it all seems like fucking everything's just normal. You know,
they've got some great TV commercials. Take
one?
Out there now.
Yeah, I took one.
Remember so she'll say sometimes, like, well, did you take one? Are you ready to go?
Of course I took one.
Yeah.
No, did she ask me? No. Oh. She knows I'm prepared.
Right.
She knows I'm prepared.
So she starts
does she think Blue Chew?
It's not petting little Johnny. You get that look or, you know, smack my ass. And then it's all of a sudden, okay, whoa. What's he gets going
on? The come hither look, and instantaneously he has to pop.
Yeah, look, you know when the time is. You know, you're in the cathedral. You're in a cathedral in Spain. You go into the confessional. And all of a sudden, you know, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. You bet your.
You're like, let's do some sinning right now.
You bet your sweet ass you've sinned. Here's your punishment. Bam, wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am.
Does she thank Blue Chew when it's over? Does she go, thank you, Blue Chew?
I don't know. You guys are getting personal now. You guys.
We are?
You just don't want to
accept. What are you scared to share?
No, but it didn't happen.
Oh, okay.
The art of the story is embellishment.
Oh,
guys.
All right.
You just fucking story.
You just talked about fucking in a church in Spain. And it's.
I thought
it's
may have happened.
In the confession.
Has anyone ever.
Not a church, a cathedral.
Has anyone ever fucked in a church?
I have not.
No.
That would be sacrilege. How about a synagogue?
I think it would be difficult to become aroused.
A church, but what about a synagogue?
Nope, not for me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you, Waddle. I think it'd be hard to do it.
Yeah.
I'm not even religious, and I'd feel guilty.
Yeah.
I did do it outside a Greek church one time.
Really?
Yeah.
That's different.
The Greek church was in the distance. We could see it. But it's outside of the softball field.
That doesn't count.
Behind an evergreen, a Douglas fir.
Douglas fir?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, you think that Douglas fir is big? Wait till I take some Blue Chew and look at my cockay. It's coming at you.
You think that Douglas fir is big?
You think that Douglas fir is big? Wait till I take my Blue Chew and that big, massive, uncircumcised man meat is coming at you.
Why didn't you swim? I want to know why you didn't swim.
In the ocean. In the ocean. Why you didn't go in the
ocean? We never even thought about it. I mean, first of all, Barcelona, we went to the beach and we had sangrias and stuff.
Nice.
And that's the only time we're on the beach. We went to the marina. They had restaurants and stuff down there. It was the recommendations from Pilot Mark. So we went down. We took his recommendation. We went down there and we walked up and down the marina. And then we went up to the beach. And then we walked back to Las Ramblas.
La Rambla.
And our Meridian Hotel that was perfectly situated in Barcelona. At San Sebastian, it wasn't like you crossed the street and you were in the sand. You had to make an effort to go down the stairs and then out.
Mm.
And we were busy sightseeing, doing a lot of walking. Like I said, we're in San Sebastian. I think we took it was 100,000 step fucking
good.
Weekend, dude. It was fucking nuts.
That's good.
And, and we knew that the waters were healing waters. These waters are healing waters.
Like the Bay of Biscay is healing waters?
That's what they said. San Sebastian has got some healing waters. So, and we never even thought. I had a bathing suit with me.
Never went in.
I had a bathing suit with me. I never thought about going in. Why? Because we're always going out to eat initially.
Hmm.
You know, go out for lunch, then drink some sangrias, and then go out for lunch because of the tapas. You know what I'm saying?
About
the
tapas. Oh, my God.
They give you little baby meals, like if you were a little child.
You go to the tapas bars where, like, you collect the sticks and that's how you pay at the end? Did you guys do that?
No, we didn't do that. We just
a lot of times they have them out, like, you put whatever is on your plate, then you're on the honor system, and, like, you go to pay at the end.
No, there's no honor.
Okay, all right.
No honor there. We ordered off the fucking menu. They brought everything out, and then you ate it, and then they wanted their money really right away. There's no tabs being run out there.
Yeah.
No tips. They don't tip.
No tip.
They don't believe in tipping.
Sylvie knows. No tip.
I gave somebody like a $2 euro and they looked at me
they look at you cross-eyed.
The fuck's wrong with you?
It's crazy.
But because of no tips either, the service isn't quite as attentive as can be.
That's true.
We had a lady come out and give us water and she was done working. She was gone.
Yeah.
Nobody else was taking care of us. I go, hey, we have a young lady. Hermana, hasta la bye-bye. And now I'm fucking here, fucking starving.
Yo estoy aquí.
I'm fucking starving.
Tengo hambre.
Fucking gives a shit about us no more.
Tengo hambre. Por favor.
I do have a baggage update.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Baggage update. Yeah. Still in Madrid.
Get the fuck out of here.
Still fucking Madrid.
Like, your clothes liked it so much, they don't want to come home.
Still in Madrid. So I talked to the lady. Well, they didn't have enough room.
What?
Enough room. My bag is the first fucking one on the fucking plane. You understand? The fuck are you waiting for?
You got back on
my
Monday.
My fucking bag is supposed to be here on Monday night, and it's sitting there, and you said, oh, there's not enough fucking room. We're going to leave his bag here. The fuck's wrong with you?
That is remarkable.
Put my
What's
fucking
the compensation?
Bag, the first fucking bag on the goddamn flight. What do you mean there's not enough fucking room? You put that motherfucking bag right next to the fucking pilot.
What did you really say?
I'm disappointed. Can you please give me my bag?
Please send my bag
Can
home.
Please get my bag.
It's like all of his clothes are in there.
Yeah,
like,
that's not his.
He's running out of shit to wear.
That's that wasn't his presentation. He said it much nicer than that.
Chris Black goes, man, that's a nice shirt. I haven't seen it. I've had it for 5 months.
Because
it's at the bottom of the.
It was at the bottom of the pile.
Bottom of the pile.
At least you're breaking out like the stuff we haven't seen. That is a nice shirt.
They have to compensate you, as
Silver. Yeah, what's the compensation?
You got to get a credit for a huge job. Credit for a future flight.
Big credit, free flight back to Spain.
I would think they get a free
blowjob from
flight.
The CEO. Blowjob from the CEO.
A blowjob from the CEO.
Yeah, hopefully she's.
I was going to say,
have you researched?
Hopefully,
have you researched who the CEO is? Not,
yes.
If not, you'll take a hand job.
If not, I'll close my eyes and pretend.
If not, just take a hand job. No, that's all right.
I'll close my eyes.
It's James Sisterston, I think.
Who?
I don't know. I don't know who it is.
It's fucking amazing. Renee's, first of all, handling this.
Is she?
She's on top of it, so I ain't got to.
That is crazy that it's now Thursday.
But she did say that there wasn't enough room on the plane. I go, my bag is the most important bag. In the history of bags,
how can you say there's not enough room on the plane, and then they arbitrarily pick your bag not to put on?
I'm telling you, you should And I'm not trying to pick on you, but let me tell you
what's going on.
You should even going to Europe. I know you're packing for a long time. I always say,
carry on,
and do laundry. We used to just once a week. Yeah. We do laundry somewhere in Europe.
All right,
because I don't want to check my bags. Carry on.
Here's my worry. You guys watch The Other Guys, right?
Yes.
You guys seen the movie? Remember Dirty Mike and the Boys?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm worried about Dirty Mike and the Boys, or Dirty Miguel and the Boys out in fucking Spain, sitting there fucking jerking their meat into my fucking luggage.
Right in your undies.
All my shit's going to be fucking.
Yeah.
You think they're
with fucking Spanish semen when it gets back here.
You think they're sniffing your boxers?
I don't know what the fuck's going on, but there's a lot of dirty boxers in there, too. And that's a lot of walking and a lot of friction in there.
The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Someone's using his bathing suit now, Carm. It's getting a lot of use right now.
Somebody's walking around San Sebastian in Yurko's bathing suit. Yeah,
exactly. No, Madrid.
Some portly fellow is walking around Madrid.
Got El Gordo.
Wow, that's a show.
They're wearing Yurko's clothes. They got his Tommy Bahama. We're going to see his, what does he call it? The Bin of Shame shirt from Lincolnshire Country Club.
Box of Shame. No, it's from Olympia.
You know it.
Somebody's gonna like you're gonna see on Instagram. A guy's like, "Hey, look at that! That guy's got an Olympia Fields shirt on."
Yeah,
Yurko's shirt.
Fucking guy's had a Real Madrid game with an Olympia Fields shirt on.
It's like you know when a team doesn't win the championship and they send the championship shirts to the third world country. There's a guy walking around Spain in all these golf shirts right now.
There's a homeless guy walking around Spain wearing Yurko's shirt.
That's an indictment of Spain. Third world country? Really? Spain? Third world
country?
I'm just saying it's like that.
I got you. That's
fucking awesome.
Yeah. Do you have any clean underwear? Do you have any underwear at home, Johnny? Or you have to go out and buy it?
I probably got in my arsenal, because I just bought like 9 new underwear, I probably got about 27 pairs of underwear.
Wow. That's way good.
I've been cycling the old ones out and throw them away. You know, they get old.
That's good backup.
That's a lot. That's a lot of underwear.
Yeah, but I buy them 9 at a time when I buy them.
Do you think
3 packs of 3?
Do you think your bag will be home today? I mean, did they say yeah?
Yeah, but we're filing a complaint and a grievance.
I would.
We're going to do the whole thing.
Filing a lawsuit.
I don't want fucking shop credit. You
free
know?
Flight. They should give you a free flight.
I want a free flight. I want fucking cash on the barrel head.
Man, I don't know if that's going to happen.
Cash. on the barrelhead.
That ain't happening.
Think about calling my guys at Berdoliak Law Group and filing a fucking lawsuit. Nothing gets the attention like an old fucking letter from the VLG Law Group.
I'm not sure.
Dude, I mean,
I'm not sure Eddie wants to take up that project right now.
I've been inconvenienced.
And the mental anguish.
Mr. Berdoliak, by the way, to you.
Mr. Berdoliak.
Yeah, Mr. Sorry.
They're going to give you nothing.
Senior.
Sorry, they're the worst.
Senior, I don't believe, is practicing anymore.
Okay.
So it would junior? Be Peter and Eddie Pete Jr. And Eddie Jr.
The airlines are going to give you nothing. They're the worst when it comes
to. No, but they'll give you a flight. They should give you a flight.
You may get a free baggage or some drinks.
Around the flights.
No, 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 Waddle. No.
You're going to do a major investigation into how the baggage handling system is fucking operating over there.
I bet you they're not as generous as they should be.
Fucking pain in their ass.
There are laws now. There are laws that if your luggage gets lost, you're not going to get a free drink or a free luggage.
By the way,
you are due money.
He's going to get it. It's just going to be delayed.
Nah. Speaking of that, we're on the tarmac for 3 hours in fucking Madrid, and we looked it up. 600 fucking euros they would have owed us. You should have seen them hauling ass on that plane coming back fucking west from Madrid.
Of course, yeah.
Oh, my God.
They can make up time.
Make up time. Yeah. They were hauling ass to make sure we weren't 3 hours late.
Right.
Because everybody on that flight, 300-plus people, 300 souls, as they call them in the airline industry, would have been due 600 euros.
Yeah.
Them guys... They burned
lost. Gasoline. Yeah.
They
the big daddy up. Don Garlitch did in a quarter mile going down the big track at US 30 drag strip.
But they just climb higher and go a little bit faster, right?
And take the shortcut.
And take the shortcut.
Greatest distance between two or the shortest distance shortest. Between two points is?
Is a straight line?
No. Oh. It's an unobstructed straight line.
Unobstructed straight
line. Yeah, unobstructed straight line. You got to throw that in there.
You do have to throw that in.
As the crow flies, Tony Kukoc. As the crow flies.
If it's a straight line, it is unobstructed, isn't it?
Not really.
I think so, Tom.
So from here to Wrigley Field, it's a straight line, and you're walking there. Is it unobstructed or is it obstructed?
It's obstructed. But when you're flying, it's always unobstructed.
That's what? You get a bird strike.
Watch out for those potholes in the air.
Your engines are fucking blown to hell, and you're going to land in the fucking Atlantic Ocean.
When I was in New York, and I was with the kids at the top of the Empire State Building, I was showing them. I was, you know, like I said, that's the Hudson. I said that's the Hudson River on that side. I said that, and I was asking them if they knew the story of Sully Sullenberger. Right. They had no fucking idea.
No idea.
And it was almost like Gio was at. He was like, "Wait a minute, how he couldn't even begin to." He goes, "That can't be possible." I'm like, "Dude, he landed the plane in the river," and I said, "They got everybody off. Nobody died," and he was blown away. He thought I was like making up a story.
Movie?
No, I probably should.
That's what I was gonna say, Yerk. There's a good movie about that.
Yeah, or at least show him like a quick video recap of it. I'm like the pilot knew they'd never get back to LaGuardia, and he said, "I'm just gonna put it down right in the river." And I'm showing them out in the river. I'm like, the fucking plane went down right there in the river, and everybody was saved. They couldn't believe it.
Do you show them where the plane went into the building?
Not
the big ones. I'm not talking about the big ones. I'm not talking about September 11th. I'm talking about, remember the twin plane hit the one fucking building?
Yeah.
The Cessna.
I
wasn't it a Yankees player?
It was the pitcher.
Remember
who was it, Sylvia? Remember it was the Yankees.
I'm not talking
pitcher.
About 9/11, you fucking easily offensible fuck. I'm talking about the Yankee pitcher that fucking accidentally crashed in the air.
I did not. I wouldn't even remember.
Who was that?
I don't think you can't be in a big tall building starting to talk about any plane flying into any building.
That would have been tough. That would have been a tough thing to talk
about.
That's
not a good thing.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Carb, you think you could live?
Cessna crashed into a building in fucking New York.
But Sylvie's saying it's probably bad mojo to be talking about that on top of the Empire State Building. I think that's what he means.
Yeah.
Although they constantly show you in the Empire State Building all the footage from King Kong with the fucking planes flying all over attacking.
That's fake.
That is fake.
I know, but still, Waddle, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, do you think you could live in New York City?
I don't think I could live there, but I love visiting New York.
Yeah, no.
Me too.
I do love visiting New York. I don't know. I mean,
I think Chicago's more livable than New York.
Probably. I think eventually the congestion would, I mean, I get irritated here. You know, I think the congestion would aggravate me to a certain extent. I love big city living, but like that's next level. I don't know. I love visiting New York though.
My daughter's lived there since she got out of college, so she's been there for I think 7 years, and she loves it.
She does. Yeah.
Yeah, but you've got to, you, like you said, you've got to be tuned in to City Living.
And I like City Living. I mean, I do. I get more of a rush out of, you know, a thriving metropolis than I do like out in the middle of nowhere. Not that that sometimes isn't appealing. And there's like, I want to see, I've never been out west to, you know, parts of Wyoming and Montana. Like, I'd love to see that part of the country. I'd love to take some trips there. But if you were doing the whole like, middle of nowhere vacation or city, I think I'm 9 times out of 10. I'm like,
How are you with your knots, man?
Am I with my knots?
Knots, yeah.
Like sailing knots?
Yeah.
Not good.
Sailor's hitch.
Not good. Tie me a sheep shank.
How are you with a San Diego jam knot?
Not good.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, these are important things. You're going out.
What kind of move is that? The San Diego jam knot?
It's a jam knot, man. It's good fishing if you're going to tie on a fishing lure.
Does that include wiping your junk on a fucking curtain?
Don't go out into the wilderness not being prepared. Can you start a fucking fire if you get fucking jammed up?
Probably not.
All right. Well, then don't go out west. All right.
Well, okay. I wasn't west. Like planning. I was still planning a
sidearm.
Hotel,
do you have a sidearm in case you get attacked by a bear? Are you willing to take an animal down?
If I had to for my life, sure.
I don't know. Depending on the bear, would the sidearm even take care of it? He'd still
need a big. You need a big sidearm.
It would. It would be very proficient.
I don't know. You need a big sidearm.
That's all I'm saying, man. People, you go out west, watch Yellowstone. The freaky shit happening out west in the fucking nature. Nature.
Isn't there a new season of Yellowstone coming in next week?
No.
I don't even know if they're filming, Waddle. I mean,
they're not.
They're done, guys.
I think there was a rumor that what's his face McConaughey was
dead.
Wow, we don't need McConaughey in this again. McConaughey was great in True Detective, right?
He was great.
Dallas Buyers Club.
Yes.
What's the other one?
Wolf of Wall Street.
What about Stoner?
Dazed and Confused.
Boom. He's great in his movies. Now just fucking retire. Run for office. Go to
retire.
Shut the fuck up, McConaughey.
Is he going to the Michigan game this weekend? He might be. I think he is. I think he is. It's going to be a who's who at the big house. Yeah.
Johnny, you are usually the life of the party. Did you hold court at all in Spain for any reason? Did you have the
regatta? Carmen saw the picture of me with the four ladies from Oreo. O-R-I-O, by the way, the city in Spain.
Patty Meaton from the palm of your hands.
She introduced herself as a young lady that had played basketball in the past and this, and she, you know, she's cheering for her regatta team, blah, blah, blah. So that's fantastic. I go, she quit playing basketball competitively. I said, oh, well, that's too bad, blah, blah, blah. And then I happened to mention to her that I may have played some sports
professional
in the past.
Football.
Next thing you know, I had these four little Spanish lasses wrapped around me like there's no tomorrow. I go, if you girls play your cards, I was going to get the red cape out and start like they're little bulls coming at the good kid.
Renee texted me that picture and she goes, they're only human.
They're only human.
brainwashed.
All over me like white on rice, kid.
Isn't that that accent in Barcelona sexy?
Yeah,
that Castilian,
it's very sexy.
That little Castilian dialect that they have.
Hey, I got to do a little historical research between the Basque. And the Catalans.
Oh, I don't think they like each other.
They do not like each other. Yeah. They kicked some guy out of the thing because he had said something anti-Spain.
Yeah.
They booted a guy out of the place we're at.
Like Barcelona doesn't like being part of Spain, I don't think.
I don't
two
think
smartest they fucking guys we know, Sylvie, right there, having a conversation that I have absolutely zero.
No,
well,
I'm
you know
serious.
How it is in Europe.
Yeah,
it's like,
Europe's weird, man.
I've been joking, maybe slightly inappropriately, about the whole Yannick Sinner thing. The North and the South, Tommy, you know,
the North
and the South hate each other. My grandparents hated people from the North of
Italy. That's right, kid.
And the North of Italy looked down on everybody from the South. These countries in Europe.
Belgium is divided into two factions.
Absolutely.
One that wants to be a part of Netherlands, the other one that wants to be a part of France.
So they all fucking they're constantly giving each other the malocchio, talking shit
about
the other group.
Bad tidings.
That's all they do. And in Barcelona, like, they hate being referred to as part of Spain. They don't like, they don't speak Spanish. They speak Castilian. Like, they're hardcore.
I just want to know who's going to win tonight, the fucking Chiefs or the Ravens. These guys are breaking down Europe.
Yeah, well, that's
what
do
you mean,
the
Chiefs or the Ravens? I think the Chiefs are going to win. But you know, the Chiefs they lost last year to Detroit. The Chiefs are like the Packers when they're on the roll. Relax. Who cares? We'll put it together. We'll figure it out. We'll put it together. We'll go on a run and we'll fucking win the Super Bowl.
It'll be good tonight. Listen,
did you guys
in the AFC title game? And
Did you do you got Peacock or whatever it is that you need to watch tonight?
He
tonight's NBC.
Yeah,
it's
NBC. Yeah.
Is it Amazon?
Tomorrow is the streaming
Tomorrow
game.
Is the Peacock game.
I got Peacock because of
Star. Peacock, Carr?
I don't. I'm probably going to the same, my buddy's house that I watched the
Here's where you guys, here's where you guys fuck up, all right? You guys are here worrying about where are we going to find this fucking football game. Where are we going to find Croatia against Portugal today at 1:45 for the United the Nations League out in Europe? Where are we going to find
Peacock. Yeah. Peacock.
It's not on the cock. It's on VAS. I don't even know what the fuck it is.
I don't know either.
Me and my kid were looking it up. I go, do we have it, Jake? Do we got it? Can you record this game for Daddy? I was looking to watch this game, 1:45. VAS. The Daddy. Fuck is VAS? It's the only place the game is on.
I don't know.
Who the fuck is boss?
He's hot today.
He wants his love.
He's all wound up. He wants his love.
The Sky game was on Ion the other day. What is Ion? Do you guys know what Ion is?
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
Ion?
No.
Ion. Yeah, they broadcast WNBA games nationally now.
Oh, really? I don't even know what that is.
Ion.
They set a record.
What?
WNBA.
What?
Oh, the stop. WNBA, Yurko.
What, my sweet
what
Lord.
Do you? What are you guys hard for?
I want to bring up one more thing.
Okay.
Did you guys read the conspiracy theory, because you brought up the Chiefs, that's going around right now, that there's a contract out there that Kelsey
and
Taylor Swift are going to break up at the end of September, and they have a game plan for it.
Yeah, saw that.
It's not a conspiracy thing. I wouldn't be surprised if that existed. How long did Aaron Rodgers and Olivia Munn go out? How long did Woodley and Aaron Rodgers go out? How long did Danica Patrick and Aaron Rodgers go out?
I have a feeling.
2 year cycles? Does it raise an eyebrow? Maybe
I've heard everything from that conspiracy theory to the conspiracy, not of a conspiracy, but the rumor that they're getting married, that he already did.
Right, that he bought a ring. I heard that too. There's a document floating around right now that people have taken pictures of. And it forced Travis Kelce to come out to deny it. And he says he's getting his lawyers involved as well.
We'll see.
My lawyers are more dangerous than Travis's lawyers. We're coming after you, Iberian Airways.
I think we're probably all hard for the same thing. I think football. Right?
Football.
Being back. Yeah. Fall weather and football being back. So
I'm hard for walking into Soldier Field again and just feeling that atmosphere. And this year staying hard like I'm on a Blue Chew, because the Bears aren't going to piss it down their leg like they did last year. And they're going to give us something to be hard about all afternoon and not just give us blue balls.
Speaking of blue balls, Sylvie, look at those big chunky ones.
So
you don't want blue balls.
You don't want blue balls. Get yourself some Blue Chew. Yurko vouched for it. He told you the whole story about how it came in handy in Spain.
Right.
BlueChew.com. Use the code Unhinged. They'll give you a month's supply just to try for free right now. All you have to do is pay the shipping and handling.
$5.
BlueChew.com. We'll be back a little bit more regularly now that we're past the summer and like a lot of the vacations are done and everything like that. We'll be doing more regular Unhinged.
And guys,
brought to you by BlueChew.
That's right. I'm hard for Carmen's surgery next week.
I'm not.
When your knees hit the ground tonight and you pray to the sweet Lord Jesus, pray for the health of this guy right here.
Thanks.
He's going to have cartilage surgery. We hope it's going to be minimal. It's not going to be too invasive. And he's going to be 100% healthy and ready to rock. Right?
And good kid, I'm thankful that you've given us the John Gruden fucking sitting
all day.
Look at that.
My hands right
shorts.
On my cock right now.
Look at that big
That's
ball.
That's got to be about 9 inches of rubbing going on right there.
9 inches.
But underneath, that's a big fucking chunk of load of balls right there.
Meantime, I got personal. I was the one who got personal earlier.
Remember, keep your minds sharp and your cocks hard.
That's right.
And why don't you go fuck yourself, Tom?